Stand out a critical goal for your application. Welcome to the 181st episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get that wonderful moment when you jump up and down shouting, "Yes, I'm in!" Now, I covered the importance of showing fit in episode 162, which you can find at accepted.com/162, in the show titled Focus on Fit. And that show turned out to be the second most popular show of 2016 so far, and the most popular show of the second half of 2016. But there is something else I think that is equally important to showing fit in an application, at least for the more competitive programs. And this corollary to fit is distinctiveness. You also have to stand out. You must show that you have distinctive experience or perspective to contribute at selective programs. Now, if you only fit in or stand out, you are unlikely to get accepted at programs that reject 80, 90, or 95% of applicants, and there are, in particular, medical schools with those kinds of numbers. The successful applicant to these highly competitive programs remembers both sides of the admissions coin and does both, fits in and stands out. Now, for this show, I'm shining a spotlight on standing out, the second half of the equation for acceptance. Why do you need to stand out? Well, a lot of schools will talk about diversity, and what diversity means is that they want to create as rich an educational environment as possible for those lucky enough to get in. If you are applying to any elite professional or academic graduate programs, once you show you can do the work and that you fit in, you will be competing against those people who've also shown that, because there's always too many of those. And the ones who can then show that they stand out, that they're going to bring a distinctive element to a school's class and community, those are the ones most likely to be accepted. The programs with 2 to 3% acceptance rates are not looking to just see who has the highest stats. The show I did with the admissions director at Johns Hopkins, Paul White, that came out loud and clear. Those programs want people who will contribute to their class and community and ultimately make the school proud. I think you need to realize that most admissions professionals consider themselves enrollment managers. They are creating a class, and they view the class as a mosaic. And I can remember talking to an admissions officer several years ago, and that's how she described her job. She's creating like a classroom like a mosaic. And every individual student is an individual stone in this mosaic. And just like stones in a mosaic have a distinctive hue, or each stone has a distinctive hue, and role to play in creating the whole picture, so does each individual accepted to an elite program. So it's absolutely vital that you show you're going to contribute something special to your class. Assuming I've convinced you that standing out is important, how can you do so? Well, let's discuss it. Let me tell you. First, you want to show that you have something distinctive to contribute. All right, you have something substantive in your application that they're going to see. You have to have it in yourself, in your background, and then you have to present it effectively. But the first part is having it. So what would be something distinctive that I've been talking about? Or how can you create something distinctive if you're a few years before applying? Well, number one, excel. Do better than your peers. Now, I realize that this is very easy to say and equally hard to do, because the competition that you're going against is very, very talented and very impressive. But it is one effective way to stand out. Actually, I was going to say an outstanding way to stand out, but that would be a little corny. That's number one. Number two, have distinctive experiences or background or something. Have something distinctive to present in addition to excellence. You could have been involved either in something unusual in your professional world, community service, involvement in the arts, sports, religious organizations, or political activism. And any of these would be unusual or distinctive in your field. And if you showed leadership, teamwork, initiative, an innovative spirit, creativity, and impact, you probably would have something very distinctive to write about in any of these arenas. Please note that being a member of an organization, having a nice shiny membership card in your wallet or perhaps stuffed in a drawer on your desk, is much less impressive than assuming responsibility and taking a leadership role where the buck for something stops with you. Highlight the latter, not the former. The former really doesn't matter. I don't care how many membership cards you have, and neither does the admissions committee. Teamwork is also relevant, but leadership roles are what schools most appreciate. So you don't have to have climbed Mount Everest, found the cure for cancer, or you also don't have to swim the English Channel. Although if you did any of these things, yes, it would be definitely distinctive. But if you participated and taken an active role in something that is a little bit different from the norm, you can look at class profiles and for almost any program, then you might have something distinctive to write about. Another element that can contribute to your own individuality or your perceived individuality by an admissions reader is something in your personal experience or background, something you are as opposed to something you have done. Have you overcome a disadvantage? Do you come from a part of the world or an ethnic background that is underrepresented at your target program? How does that aspect of your life enrich you, change you? How will it perhaps make you a better professional in your field or a better student at the school? And then the third area where you can be distinctive and it can be very beneficial from an admissions perspective is if you have a distinctive perspective, and that can be personal or professional. What do you think as opposed to what you've done or what you are? Because we've discussed what you, again, in terms of being involved in something or something in your background. Now, in terms of distinctive perspective on a professional level, it could mean that you looked at a report and saw something there that nobody had seen other than you, and that it was tremendously important to either save your company money or allow them to introduce a new product to market, or maybe it led through some breakthrough research in the scientific arena, or you're presenting a paper. That would be a distinctive perspective, and you'd be demonstrating it very effectively. You can also have a distinctive perspective in your personal life. And again, that could be something political, religious, personal lifestyle. I would just issue a couple of caveats in this case, though. Don't preach, especially if the perspective that you want to discuss is religious or political. Say that you have it, and then talk about much more what it has motivated you to do and how it has motivated you to contribute. Again, so the point would be much more, where have you put this perspective into action, and what difference does it make? How have you contributed as a result? And the third element in showing that you're going to have something to distinctive to contribute is to show that you've made a difference in the past, that you have a habit of contribution. So let's face it, if you have a distinctive background and a distinctive perspective, and you haven't used it for anything, you haven't contributed in the past, then the schools are going to wonder if you're going to be kind of on the sidelines in their community too. You have to realize the fundamental premise of admissions is past behavior predicts future behavior. So if you've been on the sidelines in the past and you have a couple of years before you plan to apply, I would suggest that you get active doing something, because otherwise they're going to think that you'll be on the sidelines in their community too. So the first part of standing out in your application is having something in you, in your background, and what you've done or thought that is distinctive. That's kind of the substance of it. But you also need to present those experiences or those qualities effectively. And this is true, by the way, in the rest of your application also, in terms of showing fit. You have to have the ingredients that allow you to show fit, and then you have to present those ingredients effectively. But that's in 162. So we've been focusing on the substance so far in this podcast, what will make you stand out, but you still need to present those things effectively. I've seen so many applications where applicants with dynamic, fascinating stories actually came across as boring and dull because they failed throughout their application. The essays, the CV or resume, the short answers, the job and activity histories, the most meaningful experiences, and the interviews to present those experiences effectively, distinctively. And I'm not writing about Shakespearean English. The admissions committee readers don't expect to admit the Bard or even Churchill, but they want to meet and admit individuals individuals who will add something to their community. I'm going back to that again. So it's not enough to have distinctive experience. You also need to present it distinctively. And by that, I don't mean in a weird or forced way or where you're trying to be clever and cute. I want to present here some techniques that will help you present your story authentically, distinctively, and persuasively throughout your application. All right, so the first thing you got to do, and this is absolutely vital, is write in specifics. When I present webinars, especially the Get Accepted webinars for business school, I have Get Accepted to Harvard, Get Accepted to Stanford, Wharton, Columbia, and Chicago is going to be up shortly. I like to do the following thought experiment. I don't do it every time, but I've done it many times, and I think it's very effective for making this point. I'll ask an audience, how many of you volunteered in college or since? And usually I get 50, 60% of the audience raising their hand, sometimes more. And then I'll say, how many of you volunteered in a camp for sick children and was a counselor to a ventilator-dependent, wheelchair-bound teen? I'll get maybe 1%, usually not even that many, because that experience is distinctive. It's specific, and it distinguishes the person who took on that role from all the other people who volunteered, which is general and generic. Or I'll say, how many of you work in financial services and in a business, or consulting? And I'll get again 40, 50% saying that they work in those two fields. And then I'll say, how many of you consulted on entry of a pharmaceutical company into the Latin American market? And then maybe I'll get 2 or 3%. If you write in specifics, you're automatically going to distinguish yourself. And furthermore, specifics, those are just some facts that we were discussing in the webinar. Anecdotes, examples, short stories. I know that most of you are dealing with very tight word limits, so you may not have time for too many stories. These bring you to life. They make you a real person. And because it's your story, nobody else has it, as long as you write in specific terms. So many applicants will write in declarative sentences and generalities, and that kind of writing bores, and the applicants just blend into a gray mass of blah. But if you write in specifics, you are automatically distinctive. And especially if you tell stories or if you have the space to include an anecdote, it doesn't have to be long, but it's going to be yours. And the other applicants are not going to have the same story and the same anecdote to tell. Mine has been similar, but not the same. Another way to write very distinctively and impressively, especially about job descriptions, activity descriptions, is focus on your achievements and not just the responsibility or the description when you're talking about these events and activities of yours. If you focus on results, the results of your efforts, then you will be impressing and distinguishing yourself. Merely describing your responsibilities make you like every other person with a similar job title. So if you are an EMT and all you talk about is being an EMT, then you're like every other EMT applying to medical school. But if you are an EMT who delivered 3 babies while serving as an EMT, or volunteered 900 hours or 1,000 hours throughout college, then that detail, that specific, goes well beyond just being an EMT like every other EMT. If you're a financial analyst, for crying out loud, please don't say you analyze financial transactions. That's obvious from the title. But if you say that you analyze a certain deal or a possible investment or a purchase, and you concluded that it was a bad idea and your company passed on it at your recommendation, another company went into it and they lost their shirt, well, suddenly you are standing out. If you, conversely, you could have recommended a deal that somebody else was arguing against and you very nicely persuaded the company to go with your view, and they made a mint on it. So those kinds of stories, those kinds of details are far more effective, and yes, you can even do that in bullet points, far more effective than I'm a financial analyst. Focus on achievements, results, and you'll automatically stand out in a very impressive way. Furthermore, to the extent that you can quantify those results and achievements, you're going to be adding to the concreteness and credibility of your story. So quantify those results whenever possible. All right, let's try and wrap this up. I realize this is a little bit shorter podcast than usual, but I think it's very important. I think it's still kind of like with essays, length does not determine their quality. Same with a podcast. Okay, so your application has to show that you both fit in and stand out. If you want to learn more about fitting in, go to exhibit.com/162. But this episode of Admissions Straight Talk is devoted to the equally important application goal of standing out. And I'm going to summarize now what we discussed. You have to have substance that is distinctive in your background and your personal history. What are the main ways to distinguish yourself? One, excel. That's a difficult way to do it. Two, you have to have either distinctive experiences, background, or perspective that you can reflect in your application. And three, you want to reveal a habit of contribution. And if you combine the distinctive experiences and the habit of contribution, you'll be distinguishing yourself in your application. And then the other part of it is presenting your experiences, your background, whatever you feel is distinctive, in a way that you stand out. So number one, you want to use specific anecdotes and details to distinguish yourself effectively and impressively. Quantify when possible. Actually, that goes more with number two. Number two is focus on results and achievements, not just responsibility descriptions or task descriptions, but achievements and results. And quantify to the extent possible. That's where the quantify goes. Now, if you'd like Accepted to advise you individually so that you apply confidently and know that you are showing you both fit in and stand out, please visit accept.com/services. I've mentioned accept.com/162. I also mentioned the podcast with Paul White of Johns Hopkins. We'll be linking to that in the show notes, along with some other recent podcasts with admissions directors at top programs who were also talking about the need to both fit in and stand out. A final point, I expect there will be questions on the material I've presented. Please feel free to post your questions and comments at accept.com/181. And again, the show notes, which will contain the links to various other relevant resources and podcasts, is at exhibit.com/181. Listener, thank you so much for joining me for this Admissions Straight Talk's 181st episode. If you find the show worthwhile and have friends struggling to stand out in their applications or show fit, please feel free to tell them about this show or about Accepted. We work closely with our clients to help them show they belong at their target programs and that they stand out in the applicant pool. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.